more than €3 million in cash. The proceeds of drug trafficking has been returned to the Exchequer this month. The head of the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland, is on the line now. You're very welcome. Good morning. And that €3 million, 1 month's takings, is it, or is it over the past year?
Good morning, Audrey. No, it's not from 1 month's takings, but what this amounts to is the culmination of investigations conducted by the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, where criminal proceedings, which were before the courts, have terminated, and that a decision then has been made in the courts that the cash that was seized in those investigations is forfeited to the state, and hence we lodged just in excess of €3.1 million back into the Exchequer funds earlier this month. So this is normal process. Audrey, and you know, this sum of cash brings for investigations conducted by the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau alone since 2015 that the sum of €20 million has been forfeited and returned to the Exchequer accounts. And important to highlight, you know, this relates to investigations of high value targets, the national priority criminal organisations that have been invested by my bureau. It's not the totality of the Garda Síochána organisation, the amount of cash that would be lodged back to the Exchequer, and indeed our law enforcement partners, as in the, you know, we have the Criminal Assets Bureau, who recently released their 2013 report, and we also have our law enforcement colleagues from the Revenue Commissioners, who will all of these agencies will be lodging cash back into the state at the finalisation of criminal proceedings.
And what investigations produce this money?
Well, in relation to the 3.1 million or the 20 million that has been lodged since 2015, this is drug trafficking, Audrey. This is the proceeds of drug trafficking all across the country. The 50 euro notes, the 20 euro notes, and the 10 euro notes. This is basically the cash which is paid for drugs at street level. There's a story to every one of those notes, and that story can range from casual drug use by people who just casually use drugs to the most vulnerable people who are suffering addiction in our communities, and also to the level of intimidation, where drug-related intimidation is a significant issue in a lot of communities across the country as well. So all of those notes, individually can actually tell a story, but it highlights as well the vast profits and what attracts certain people, you know, into this industry.
Well, I was going to say, how much is seized relative to the level of drugs that come into the country, and also the millions that are made by the drug bosses?
Yeah, that's a very difficult question to answer, Audrey, because you're dealing with an illicit industry where obviously it's not visible to everybody, you know, what exactly is expended. But just to give an indication, so since 2015, when the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau was established, okay, we forfeited in excess of €20 million back to the state, but we've actually seized almost €32 million in hard cash. So some of that cash is still being held as exhibits in pending court cases, but in the same period, in many investigations, also assisted by our colleagues in the Revenue Commissioners, there's in excess of €600,000 street value, so over €500 million of controlled drugs has been seized. So this is cocaine in particular, and dangerous drugs which were removed from society. So those bulk drug products never actually made it for sale in our community. Okay. So always very difficult, yeah, to determine, you know, what's coming in. But I think it's very clear there is a demand, unfortunately, for drugs, and there is a willingness for people to consume drugs. And this is the root cause, actually, of the problems in this area.
Thank you very much indeed. The head of the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland.